أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us that moment when Fir'aun said to Musa alayhi salam that you are a magician, both you and your brother. The two of you are magicians and you wish to take over the land of Egypt and drive us out of our land through this sorcery of yours. And he reminds Musa alayhi salam that we are a nation of magic. We are a nation of sorcery. You cannot overpower us through your sorcery and your magic. And he wants to prove to Musa alayhi salam that he can defeat him through magic and through sorcery. And that is when a contest is arranged between Musa alayhi salam and thousands of magicians. The moment comes when it is the day of Eid, the day of festival, and the entire community is there to witness this contest, and Musa alayhi salam is faced with this huge group of magicians. When they come forward, Musa alayhi salam advises them. In ayah number 61 of Surah Taha, Musa alayhi salam says to them before the contest, قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى. Musa said to them, وَيْلَكُمْ. Woe to you. لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Do not invent and fabricate a lie against Allah. You know that what you are going to perform today is a lie, is a fabrication, it is sorcery, it is magic. Don't do this. Don't fabricate this type of a lie against Allah. فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. Lest Allah uproots all of you through his punishment. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. And Musa alayhi salam says to them, certainly the one who fabricates and who makes up things is a loser, even if it seems as if he won the contest. But he is a loser because he has produced a lie, not something that is real, not the reality. It is a fabrication. He has just fooled everyone around him, but he has done nothing great. So he is already a loser, even though outwardly it seems he won the contest. Now, the magicians were surprised because they were not used to this type of a talk from another magician. And they realized that there is something unique about this man. If he is here to engage with us in a contest, why is he saying these things about fabricating lies against Allah? He speaks about how we could face the punishment of Allah if we fabricate these type of things. So few of them felt uncomfortable. And they felt that it is best not to go ahead with the contest. They began hesitating and there was a sense of fear. So Allah speaks of that moment, فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah says they began disputing amongst themselves in their matter. Do we go ahead? Do we not go ahead? Who is this man? He cannot be a magician saying these type of things. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they kept the talk secret. They kept the talk secret. Just the magicians amongst themselves were having this debate. Some were of the view that they should go ahead. Remember, Fir'aun promised them great reward if they were to emerge as victorious. And he in fact said that he will make them of the special citizens who will have special access directly to Fir'aun. So this dispute and debate was going on amongst themselves. Qalu, they decided amongst themselves. What did they say? In hadhani lasahiran. That listen, don't be fearful, don't hesitate. There's no need for that. These two are certainly magicians. They said amongst themselves. These two. Their leader, by the way, was a blind man. The leader of the magicians, he was a blind man, elderly man by the name of Shamrun. So they decided and they said, look, these two are magicians. Let's not be distracted by his word. These two are magicians. Yuridani ayyukhrijakum min ardikum bisihrihima. Both of them wish to drive you out of your land through their magic. We cannot allow these two to have the upper hand over us because we will lose our land. وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. And the two of them wishes to do away and to destroy your excellent way of life. Now that was always a threat to a community when a Nabi came to the community. Their way of life, adjustments, making those adjustments in life. Sometimes a person wishes to embrace Islam, he's convinced Islam is indeed the true religion, but when he learns and he hears of the adjustments that he needs to make to his life, he's not willing to make those adjustments. I will have to give up this, and I will have to now start doing this. I will have to be particular about what I eat, what I drink, where I go, with whom I socialize, and so on and so forth. So the adjustments that one needs to make to one's life is something that one is not prepared to do. So here also, they cite that as an excuse. The two of them will come through the magic. They are going to take over your land, and they are going to do away with your lifestyle. You'll have to change your lifestyle, and you'll have to adopt your lifestyle. And they refer to their lifestyle as tariqatikum al-muthla, the most excellent lifestyle. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, you find that there were people who were convinced that he is the Rasul of Allah, but they could not make those adjustments to their lives. And as a result, they did not want to embrace Islam. فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ What did they say to each other? They said, listen, make your plan strong. Don't hesitate. Let's not back down. Make your plan strong. Let us, you know, unite in our sorcery. ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّى And come forth in rows. Right? So that is how thousands of them, hundreds of them, they formed rows, because it sort of creates within the opponent a sense of fear. To see people like this, so many of them standing in rows, as if they are preparing for battle. So they formed their rows, all these magicians, and they decided to go ahead with the magic. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى What did they say? That listen, come forth, let us form our rows, let us get our act together. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى The one who assumes a position of authority and highness, he is the one who will succeed today. So do not show any fear. Do not show as if your morale or your spirit has been broken. But show a sense of highness, confidence, pride. Show this. Sometimes a coach, when he's sending out his players onto the field, he pumps this into their mind. Walk out with this feeling of confidence. And your body language is very, very important, because your body language has an effect on the opponent. So show confidence, even though within you there's a sense of fear, there's a sense of nervousness, there's a sense of hesitation, but you should show to the people that you are confident and that you are on top of your game, even though you have no idea as to how to go about playing the opponent. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى قَالُوا They came forth and they said, Ya Musa, Imma أَنْ تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَى Musa, you tell us. We are the first ones who are going to cast, or would you like to go ahead and cast? Because they also came, and they had with them, in order to perform the sorcery and magic, they had little sticks. Allah explains this also in the Quran in here as well. They had little sticks and little ropes. And they were going to perform their magic with these sticks and ropes. So they said, listen, Musa, they were so confident that they were going to emerge. There's a toss at the beginning of the game. It's as if they're not even interested in the toss. Listen, you want to go ahead first, you go ahead. You go ahead, or if you want us to go ahead, we'll do it. So much confidence. They were trying to show that they felt certain they were going to emerge as victorious. So Musa alayhi salam said to them, قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا You go ahead. You go ahead and throw. Throw what it is. Cast what it is that you wish to cast. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِسِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى Allah says they cast thousands. Imagine throwing onto the ground thousands of little sticks and ropes. They cast it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says suddenly their ropes and their little sticks يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ seemed to Musa alayhi salam, because of the sorcery that they possessed, it seemed even to Musa alayhi salam that أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى that they were moving about. This was a hypnotic. It wasn't the reality. They cast hypnosis over Musa alayhi salam and all those who were present. So Musa alayhi salam and all those who were present, it seemed to them, yukhayyalu ilayhi, it seemed to them as if these sticks and these ropes transformed into snakes and that they were slithering all over that field where the contest was taking place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Even Musa alayhi salam, أَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً. Within himself, he concealed fear. When he saw this, he became fearful. Fearful of what? Fearful of the outcome. That what if everyone was so convinced. When they saw this, people were running around, shouting about, screaming about, snake, 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 snake. So it seemed as if the magicians really convinced, and in fact they did convince all those who were present that what they had performed was indeed an act of great sorcery and magic. So Moses and Musa thought to himself, what if I lose the contest today? Thousands of people have gathered here today, and they will then follow the magicians and the deen and the way of the magicians. So that fear came into Musa al-Islam. Allah says he concealed it, he kept it hidden. Qulna, on that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa al-Islam, La takhaf, do not fear. O Musa, do not fear. Innaka antal a'la, today you are the uppermost. Don't worry, you have the upper hand. Allah is with you. What you are going to perform is not magic, it's not sorcery, it is a miracle from Allah. Do not fear, you are the uppermost. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. Allah tells Musa alayhi salam, now throw, cast. Cast that which is in your right hand. So Musa alayhi salam takes his staff and he throws it down onto the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, cast it, تَلْقَفْ مَا سَنَعُوا. تَلْقَفْ, it will swallow up. It will swallow up all that which they had concocted. إِنَّمَا سَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. What they have concocted is only the plan and the plot of a magician. You are not a magician. They are all magicians. What they did is a scheme that a magician uses. That is all that it is. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and a magician will never succeed, irrespective of no matter where he may be, with whom he may be, against whom he may be, engaging in a contestant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the sahir, the magician, and the person who performs black magic and sorcery will never succeed. And like this, the staff of Musa alayhi salam transformed into a real, genuine, huge, large serpent. And it just, within seconds, it just swept through. Those are little snakes that were slithering on the floor, well, it seemed that way. And here this huge serpent, just in front of the entire crowd, thousands of magicians, like a vacuum cleaner, it just came and within seconds it swallowed and consumed and devoured everything that was there on that field. May Allah grant us understanding.